You're listening to the Kuwag Mai, America in Vietnam, 1954 to 1975, written by Raymond Corbett Ellis and read aloud by Violet Kowalski. Recording 2026. The book begins. Rorodagu, a land called Vietnam. To understand the American war in Vietnam, it helps to begin with the land itself, a narrow country shaped like an elongated S, running more than 10 miles from its northern border with China to its southern tip in the Gulf of Thailand. Vietnam is a country of rice paddies and highlands, of dense jungle and long coastline, of river deltas so intricate that movement through them requires knowledge that takes generations to acquire. The people who live there have been farming the same land, fishing the same rivers, and worshipping the same ancestors for more than 2,000 years. They have also been fighting for their independence for nearly as long. The Chinese occupied Vietnam for more than 1,000 years, from 111 BC to AD. 939. The Vietnamese resisted throughout, organizing rebellions, preserving their language and culture beneath the surface of Chinese imperial control, and ultimately expelling the occupiers after 9 centuries of domination. Breath. The lesson they drew from this experience, that foreign occupation could be endured, resisted, and eventually overcome, shaped Vietnamese political culture in ways that American policymakers in the 1960s consistently underestimated. The people who would fight American forces in the jungles and rice paddies of South Vietnam were descendants of people who had driven out the Chinese, the Mongols, and the French. They had a different relationship to patience and persistence than the Americans who came to fight them. France conquered Vietnam in a series of military campaigns between 1858 and 1884, incorporating the country into French Indochina along with Cambodia and Laos. The French colonial system extracted rubber, coal, and rice from Vietnam while providing little in return, a medical infrastructure that benefited French colonists more than Vietnamese peasants, an educational system that taught French language and culture while suppressing Vietnamese, and a tax system that forced peasants off land they had farmed for generations. Vietnamese resistance to French colonialism was continuous, taking the forms of peasant rebellion, labor organizing, and nationalist politics. Ho Chi Minh emerged from this tradition of resistance. Born Nguyen Sinh Cung in 1890 in a village in central Vietnam, he left Vietnam as a young man to work as a cook on a French ocean liner, eventually making his way to Paris, London, and Moscow. He became a communist in the early 1920s, drawn to a doctrine that offered both a theory of colonial exploitation and a strategy for revolutionary liberation. He founded the Indochinese Communist Party in 1930 and spent the next 15 years organizing resistance to French colonialism, suffering imprisonment and exile, and building the political and military structures that would eventually challenge both French and American power. When Japan occupied Indochina during World War II, Ho Chi Minh's Viet Minh forces fought the Japanese and received American support for doing so. American OSS officers parachuted into the Vietnamese jungle to work with Ho's fighters, providing weapons, training, and intelligence. Ho quoted the American Declaration of Independence in the Declaration of Vietnamese Independence he read in Hanoi on September 2, 1945. At that moment, the relationship between Vietnam and America might have gone differently. It didn't. The French returned to reclaim their colony in 1946, and the Americans, bound by Cold War calculations that made European alliances more important than Vietnamese self-determination, supported them. The war that followed. The First Indochina War lasted 9 years and ended with the catastrophic French defeat at Dien Bien Phu in 1954. The Geneva Accords that ended the war temporarily divided Vietnam at the 17th parallel, creating a communist North Vietnam under Ho Chi Minh and a nominally democratic South Vietnam that the Americans would spend the next 2 decades trying to sustain. The American war in Vietnam grew from this moment. From the decision to treat a Vietnamese revolutionary nationalist movement as a strategic threat to American interests in the global